ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ईशाभासमिदं सर्वं यत्किञ्चिदस्याङ्गद तेन तथेन सङ्गीता मातृदा कक्षसि धनम् कुर्वन्निवा कर्माणि दिदीक्षेक्षतम् समः एवम् चैवान्न चेतुभूसि न परमधिपते नरे सूर्या नामसि लोका अन्धेन समुसाभृतः मुंसे प्रत्यादि गच्छन्ति ये ते आत्मसनो जनः अनेजतीकम् मनसो जगीयो न देवा आत्मवन् पूर्वमर्थत् तस्यावत अन्यानत्येति तिष्ठत्तस्मिन् अपो मातरिष्यागमति गति तन्नेगति तत् पूर्वे तत् हंसिते तत् अन्तरश्च सर्वस्य तदु सर्वस्याश्च बाह्यतः भूतानि आत्मन्नेवानुपत्स्यति सर्वभूतेषु चात्मानम् ततो न विजुगुप्सते यस्मिन् सर्वाणि भूतानि नात्मैवाभूत् जानदः तत्रा को मोह सूप एतत्तम् अनुपश्यतः ज्ञाविदम् शुद्धम् अपापविद्यम् कवीर्मनीषी परिभूषयम्बु तथास्तपोसाख्याम् बदधास्तुभ्यम् समाभ्य ततो भूय एव ते समो जाओ विद्यायाम् रतः अन्नदेवाहु विद्यया अन्नदाहु औषया इति सुषुमधीराणाम् येनश्च विचक्षे So this verse is very important. Anya evahur vidya. Anya dahur avidya. Iti susma dhiyanam jana sad vitatasire. So here is one word, iti susma. Sushruma means heard. The word meaning is there. It is heard. In the Vedic disciples' succession, it is never said, it is experienced. That is the secret of Vedic understanding. No student who is just like in the material world, they are engaged in research work. They are trying to find out what is the absolute truth, or even in this material world, just like people are now engaged in researching what is there in the moon planet. So, This is material policy, to try to understand things by his own experience. Pratyaksha, direct experimental knowledge. Vedic understanding is different. It is Shruti. Shruti means to hear from authoritative source. That is real knowledge. Just like I have given many times this example, that if you want to know your father by experimental knowledge, is it possible? Not possible. Then, how to know my father? By hearing from the authority mother. That's all. Simple thing. Similarly, things which are beyond our experimental knowledge, you should not try to understand by your imperfect senses. That's not possible. If you cannot know your material father by experimental knowledge, how you can know the Supreme Father by experimental knowledge? The original father. The father of the father is born, Sachin father. The original father is Krishna. So if you cannot understand your material father, the next generation, by experimental knowledge, how you can know God or Krishna by experimental knowledge? Can you answer this? Anyone? If people are searching what is God, and searching, and they fail, they say there is no God. I am God. Finished? This is not possible. Here it is said, it is Sushuma. This is very normal. Sushuma, where from? Sushruma. From the storekeeper? No. Dhiranam. Sushruma, it is Sushruma Dhiranam. What is Dhiranam? From the sober sect. Not this fanatic sect, but the sober sect. Dhira. Dhira means whose senses are not agitated by material influence. Or Swami, or Goswami, is called Dhira. There are different kinds of agitations. The first agitating agent is the mind. Then the agitating agent is the tongue. Another agitating agent is our speaking power. Vasudeva Krodhaveva. Another agitation is when you become angry. When you become angry, we forget. We do any nonsense due to the agitation of anger. When you speak in anger, you speak so many nonsense things. Vasudeva Krodhaveva Manasaveva Juhaveva. Jiva vegam, agitation of the jiva, tongue. Don't you see? For the agitation of the tongue, so many advertisements. Here is this liquor, here is this chicken, here is this beef. What? To satisfy the agitation of the tongue. Does it mean that without beef, without chicken, without liquor, we cannot live? Is it a fact? It is not a fact. For living, we have got so many nice things. God has, Krishna has given ishavasamidam sadvam. For human being, you can take this grain, this fruit, the nice thing, the milk, The milk is produced hugely. It is not for the cow itself who is producing this milk. It is for human beings. Tena taktena bandita. That is the allotment. God's allotment is you, Mr. or Miss Cow, or Mrs. Cow, although you are producing milk, you cannot drink it. It is for the human. Better animal, not the, you are, you and what you will do by drinking milk? No animal, of course in infant stage every animal living in mother's milk, that is nature. But so far the cow's milk is concerned, that is specifically meant for the human being. So tena ka tena bhundita. What is ordained by Krishna or God, to get it. But we have got the agitation of the tongue. Why shall I be satisfied simply taking grains, milk and vegetables and fruits? Let me maintain hundreds of slaughterhouses and kill these animals. After taking their milk, although she becomes my mother, for my tongue agitation let them be killed. Mm-hmm. So this is not, you haven't got to hear from such nonsense, but you have to hear from the Dhirana, those who have controlled their senses. That is it, Goswami or Swami. One who has six kinds of control, control of the mind, control of the tongue, control of anger, control of speaking, control of the genital, and control of the will. The six kinds of agitating agents. The mind, the tongue, the belly, the genital, the speaking. So one who has control over these six things, he is called Dhirana, Dhira, Saiva Dhira. Just like in Kumar Sambhav, there is a nice poetry made by a great poet, Kalidas. It is called Kumar Sambhav. This Kumar Sambhav, we had our prescribed books in our intermediate, IA class, Kumar Sambhav. So Kumar Sambhav, the fact of the Kumar Sambhav is that when Parvati suicided herself in the Dukkha Yuga, then Lord Shiva was very angry, he left this world. That's a Dukkha-yoga story you might have heard from Bhagavatam. So he was engaged in meditation. And there was fight between the demons and the demigods. They wanted a very nice dinner. So it was concluded that with the stamina of Lord Shiva, if a son is born, then he will be able to fight the great fight between the demons. So, Lord Shiva was in meditation, completely naked. So this Parvati was sent to worship the Shivalinga, just to agitate him for sex. But he was not agitated. He was still silent. So that particular instance is given by Kalidas. Here is a dhira. Dhira. He is naked. A young girl is worshipping the genital, touching it. It's still. It's not agitated. Not agitated. So that is it. Example of being dhira. Dhira means there may be causes for hesitation, but one shall not be hesitated. That is called Jiva. In spite of presence of the agent of hesitating, just like there is a very nice full stop, but still my tongue should not be agitated. There is a very nice girl or boy, still I shall not be agitated sexually. In this way, when you are able to control the six agitating elements, then you become zero. Zero. Not that here Lord Shiva had no sexual potency, but he was zero. That is Vishnu. It's like Krishna danced with so many girls, but there was no sex appetite. That is called dhira. So you have to hear from such person, dhira. Here he said, it is susma dhirana. Dhirana. Then your knowledge will be perfect. If you hear from adhirana, those who are not controlled, then it is useless knowledge. But here it is in the Vedic version of Shishu Upanishad. Iti susumant iranam je nastat vitakshire. So, the student has approached the spiritual master and he says that we have heard like this. Now, it may be kindly explained. So teacher or the spiritual master is not inventing something. The same old thing, it's like Bhagavad Gita, the old thing is being explained again by Krishna to Arjuna. So we have nothing to research. Everything is there. Simply we have to hear from a person who is dhira, who is not agitated by the six kinds of agitating agents. That is the process of Vedic knowledge. That with dhi pranipatena pariprasnena sivaya upadakshanti jnanina tattva darshana. So, always remember that we have to learn from a person who is dhira, who has control over these agitating agents. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God.